welcome and good morning to you. If you are listening to me in the afternoon hours, good afternoon to you. If you are listening to me in the evening hours, good evening to you. And if you have allowed me the privilege to speak to your being before you lay your head to rest, good night to you. I want to speak to you using the topic, who are you supposed to be? Now really listen to me. Listen to what I just said. Who are you supposed to be? Now many of us know what it's like to live life without social media. Many of us know what it is like to live life without having that phone in your hand every 5 minutes, or for some, every 30 seconds. For others, every second of the day, their phone is in their hand. Whether they are communicating with someone or just simply scrolling on every social media account that has been created, that phone has essentially become part of many people's lives. But what has come to the forefront of so much of our lives is the fact that social media has taken over many people's reality. No longer do people live in a world that exists off of love, energy, emotion, passion. They now live their lives focused on a reality that does not exist within this physical realm. And many of you may say, well, social media do exist in this physical realm. Yes, to you, it may do. But for others, it has taken on a metaphysical life of its own, where to you, you may log in or jump on, however your system is set up to how you do it. You will get on and you either post whatever you're going to post. You either scroll to whatever you want to scroll to. You either research whatever you want to research, and you get off. For others, it is a subconscious and conscious action that takes place that controls the spirituality of their life. To a lot of people, social media has become their spiritual god. Social media has become their way of life. Social media has become something that has replaced what pain that they've had on the inside of them. Social media has become their drug. So, my question again, who are you supposed to be? There are a lot of people who are living lives on social media that does not exist in their real everyday life. What I've come to find out, maybe in the past couple months, is that people actually purchase followers. I thought that was baffling when I first heard that, because within my mind, I'm saying, who's taking their hard-earned money to purchase followers? Now, I didn't believe it. And as a friend of mine was breaking down the concept of how you would know, I'm looking like, wow, they really are purchasing followers. I was on a social media account of this brother's that I know a couple nights ago, and he has over 100,000 followers. And I'm like, man, he's in my mind, he's doing good, because it's supposed to be based off his business. Not nothing where he's amassed 100,000 followers because he's doing great. I don't mean it in that term, but his business. I was saying to myself, well, you know, he's attracted a lot of people to what his work is. And so I'm like, man, that's really good. And so the friend of mine, they were like, check this, check that. This is how you know whether or not these followers are real. And so I proceeded to do that. And when I was looking, I was like, man, you got 100,000+ followers and 10 people like this post. Out of 100,000 people, whether they want to stop by and glance or not, 10 people liked it. Now, likes and unlikes does not validate whether or not he's credible. But the ratio, it doesn't match up. So it led me to ask myself the question, why would he do that? Some people say, well, it's more attractive. People gravitate more to the account because they see the followers. But why create a fake reality that you have to continuously live up to that is not real? That really baffles me. And so many people have taken this social media thing and have taken it and placed it into the realities of their life. I've seen people get in arguments and say to another person, how many followers you got? And I'm looking like, are we really basing who's more successful based off of followers? This is what we have come to within this life. I remember getting my first phone. I'm gonna transition a little bit. I remember getting my first phone. And this may give away how old I am. I remember my mother, because, you know, I grew up with the house phone and all of that. And so when it was, you know, I guess this is when cell phones were starting to, you know, take a trend. My mother gave me my first phone. And I don't know if you guys have, or if any of you remember the track phone. Oh my God, that was the worst. Compared to what we have now, that was the worst phone that I ever have ever touched in my life. So my mother gives me the phone. I'm so happy because I'm like, man, I got a cell phone now, because all my friends had cell phones. And I'm like, man, I finally got a phone. Now, many of us have unlimited plans. I don't even know if they even do plans with minutes anymore. I don't know. But many of us have unlimited plans, unlimited texting, unlimited calling, all of that, the whole nine yards in unlimited whatever. During this time, there was no such thing as having an unlimited whatever. For a lot of phones, for I guess the people that had more money, you have free calling after 9. I'm not even sure if this was even in place yet when I got my track phone. But many people had that. I didn't have that. So the value within me getting this track phone and how to manage how I use it was up to me to learn how to manipulate and overstand every text message is going to cost me. Every call is going to cost me. Every voicemail is going to cost me if I listen to it. Versus today's society where everything is unlimited. You need it all. And so looking back, it made me value essentially my very own reality. Because back then you couldn't sit on the phone all day. You couldn't pick up a phone call and say, hey man, how you doing? You know, just regular conversations, I guess, that many people have, but just even conversations that sometimes are not even needed. You're having these conversations because back then they were called units. Each minute was like 4 units. And what if you only got 200 units on your phone? Like that is, you know, that's something that I had to really try to understand and comprehend. Every text message, I think incoming was 1, outgoing was 2. Now imagine living within that spectrum of units, trying to manage that as a young man. Oh, the struggle was real. And so we fast forward into 2018, where Oh, you're going to get on your internet browser? Oh, that's free too. That's unlimited. And so now they can jump on the internet. You can surf the web. You can text all day. You can call people all day. I do not understand people that want to sit on the phone all day. That literally want to communicate on their cellular device all day. I do not understand that. And one of the reasons that I don't understand it is because we have a life that we need to be living. How can you live your life, or the life that you say is so amazing according to your social media account, when you're constantly and consistently on your phone? How? Tell me how. According to your social media accounts, your life is so marvelous. It is so awesome. Oh my God, it's just so amazing. But every time you're either by yourself, working, whatever, you're on your cellular device. You're on your phone. Literally, how can you enjoy life constantly waiting on a text message? Constantly waiting to sit on the phone. Constantly. How? How can you enjoy your life every time you walk down your step, you got to take a picture? Oh, I got it. I'm on the third step. Take a picture right now. Third step. Let the world see that I'm on the third step of blah, blah, blah. And then you put, some of y'all put up some dope captions. I'll give you that. You put up a great caption and then people just love it. And I'm just like, okay, you're on the third step. Like, what did you do? And so many people are living a fantasy. They are not in tune to reality anymore because social media, these cell phones, technology is really taking over the lives of many of our people. We had, I did the Extension podcast a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago, I'm not even sure, but you can look through my podcast and find it. And my whole thing with what happened was this brother, to me, looked like he could have been saved. But everyone was on their phones, either taking pictures, recording, or really standing there watching while recording. And the sad part is no one was using it for what it was for. And if they was on the phone, they weren't calling 911. And so we have a technology that is used to communicate, but we're not communicating on it. And when I say communicate, I'm not talking about those hours of long conversations, those hours of long text messaging. I'm talking about someone is injured. Back when I had the track phone, you had time to call. 911 was free. Everything else cost you. You had time to call 911 and ask for help. Every cellular phone, whether it's on or not, 911 works on that phone, no matter what. If you have service or not, it works. But we are too busy communicating nonsense, communicating negativity, talking about nonsense that has nothing to do with the progression of life, talking about things that have nothing to do with having a positive life. And we put ourselves in situations and we wonder why we feel drained, because we're constantly on something that is draining our energy, that is draining us mentally, that is draining us physically. Because a lot of times, if you really look at yourself, for many people that hold their phone to their ear still, when you take your hand off of that phone, you can't tell me your hand don't hurt after you done had that phone to your ear all those hours. Because I could be texting, I could be on social media. When I get done, my hand is hurting. And I've played basketball my whole life. We have to come back to grips with ourselves, because it has come to the place where validation and credibility is being offered through social media. Nobody wants to live with integrity. Nobody wants to gain knowledge of self by reading a book, by learning life, by living life. We constantly go to social media for the credibility. We go to social media for knowledge of self. We go to social media to learn life and be sad about our lives because we feel like someone else's life is better than our life, when in reality, they're probably doing worse than you. I seen a brother that had, I think he had like 60, 70,000 followers, and he's going in and everybody, he gets all the comments, all of that. And someone that knew him personally was like, "Hey man, you're not living like how you portraying that you're living." They wrote that on there. Maybe it was hate, I don't know. But they put it out there. And I guess they got tired of it. And many people, you know, of course they jumped on the bandwagon of the brother with 60, 70,000 followers and like, "Oh, you're hating, blah, blah, blah." But the reality of it is, while you think this brother is doing really, really well because he got all of these followers, he got all of these likes, all of these comments, he's probably still living with his mother, which is not a bad thing. That's on them. Do whatever. I couldn't do it, but do whatever you got to do to survive, I guess. I don't know. But still lives with his mother. Probably does not have a car. Well, the guy said they didn't have a car. But you're envying the life that you have based off of a fake reality, based off of a post. You hate your life in which you own, you have your own home, you have your own car, you have your own money, you're living off no one, but you're envious of the person that is still living with their mother or still living with someone or is just a simple roommate that don't even have a room. They're sleeping on someone's couch. They don't even have a vehicle. They have to ask others for money because they're not willing to get up and do whatever to gain that type of money. But you're envious of your life because of what you saw on social media. Who are you supposed to be? We have to get to a place where knowledge of self means more than a fake reality. You have to get to a place where none of these things that are used to engineer and manipulate us to live a certain way can control you. My mother, she moved and she lives in a place where technology, for certain phone carriers, technology does not exist. I was visiting my mother and when I say technology don't exist with the phone company that I have, I was down there and I literally can't get a text message. I literally can't get on the phone. I can't get on the internet, any of that. Now, I can use her devices. I can connect to her internet structure or whatever they got going on down there. But I chose not to. Nonetheless, as I am there, I am disconnected from a virtual reality world. I have to live within this life. Literally. Like many of us say we are living, but our phones are always in our hands. Even in this very moment, I'm recording something. We are using something that is dealing with technology. At my mother's house, no. So I have my phone. It stays on 100% because, you know, I can't take it. What's the use of taking it off the charger? So I can take a picture, but other than that, I can't use it. And so as I'm laying there, I'm thinking to myself, this feels good. This feels real good. It took me back to my track phone days. And where she lives at, I love going out, sitting on her porch because she is so connected to nature. There's so much nature around. And she would always ask me, why you just come out here and sit out here by yourself? I was like, because I love the smell of the earth. I love how it smells down here. I love what I feel sitting out here. I feel so connected to the Almighty sitting right here. I feel connected to the trees, the grass, everything that you guys have going on. It's beautiful. And she always does it as well too, but she asks me. And as I'm sitting there, again, I have nothing to distract me from connecting to the God part within me and without me. I have nothing distracting me from having free-flowing thoughts. I have nothing distracting me from being as spiritual as I can within that moment. Not a post, not a text message that says, what are you doing? Not a business idea, not a business message. Nothing is distracting me from the moment in which I am living in that specific moment, in that specific time. We have to get to a place where we find that moment, where we find that specific time, where we can literally connect to the God within and the God without. We have to get to a place where when you wake up in the morning, social media isn't the first thing that you get on. What about prayer if you pray? What about meditation, which you should always do? What about reading? Find a specific place within your life where you can connect to the God part within and without. Many people that I consult, for, they usually tell me I'm exhausted. Some of them even tell me I've slept 8 to 10 hours and I'm still tired. Because mentally, you are drained. Spiritually, you are drained. These cell phones drain you. Social media will drain you. Why do you think that you have to pull down in any social media account to refresh the page? Because even technology has to be refreshed. Technology has to be renewed. With your cell phones, many times they tell you you should turn your phone on and off every day to make sure it runs properly. Why, with technology, you should do that, but you don't do that for your everyday life? Why don't you turn yourself off and on every day? Just because you are sleeping does not mean you are resting. Who are you supposed to be? You can order my book, Change Your Mind, Change Your Life, from www.MuhammadAbdulMalikShabazz.com. I suggest you get that book. If this is you, I suggest you get this book. Because you may not want to admit it, but this is you. I won't put this person out there, but I know someone that would always tell me, I'm not on social media like that, but you really are. Just because you don't post does not mean you're not on there like that. You're watching everything that goes by. Have you ever said to yourself, I'm working so hard to get XYZ, and just look at how good they're doing, based off of a post, when in reality, they're probably just as bad or worse off than you are. Stop judging people based off of their social media content. Stop judging yourself based off of someone else's social media content. Think about this. Men and women, when they post, I can guarantee you that before they put that out there to the world, many of them, not all of them, because I've seen some crazy things, many of them make sure that post is worthy of being posted before they put it up. Some women add all types of filters. things that clean off the blemishes off their faces. Brothers do the same thing. This is no judgment on either one. But you're judging people based off of what they put on the internet. You're judging people based off what they post to be. Not suppose, what they post to be. Now, purchase my book, www.MuhammadAbdulMalikShabazz.com, or go to Amazon. Change your mind, change your life. Have a wonderful morning, have a wonderful afternoon, have a wonderful evening, or have a wonderful night. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.